In recent years, we've seen the sometimes disastrous public health consequences of not vaccinating children. Measles outbreaks, clusters of whooping cough. So let's talk to Dr. Anita Manocherol from Atlantic Medical Group about reasons why parents should say yes to childhood vaccinations. This is Building Healthier Communities with Atlantic Medical Group, the podcast from Atlantic Medical Group. I'm your host, Ann Hoffman. First of all, let's address what vaccines are and how they work.
Okay, so vaccines are a measure, it's a public health measure to try to prevent disease. And how they work is that we take, or the scientists that make the vaccines, the researchers, they take a piece of the viral and or bacterial cause or causative agent that causes the disease and create the vaccine in a way that allows our body to create antibodies so that we, when given the vaccine, do not have the disease in its ultimate form. So it's a way to prevent getting the disease ultimately.
What are some of the most common childhood vaccines and why do doctors recommend them?
The common childhood vaccines are DTaP, which is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella, hepatitis B and hepatitis A, as well as pneumococcal and meningococcal. And the reason why doctors give them at the intervals that they give them for children is that there's been a lot of research done to show how many boosters or how many doses in a series are needed for these vaccines to give 99% at the most effectiveness against that particular illness. So DTaP or diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, they're toxoid vaccines. MMR is a live vaccine, which means it takes a particle of the live virus and spins it into the vaccine. Pneumococcal or pneumonia vaccines are given to prevent pneumococcal diseases, and they're actually given throughout adulthood as well. But that's essentially why it's given in the series and the schedule, if you will, that it's given.
What are some of the most pernicious myths about vaccines?
I think one of the most common ones that most people might have come across is that it causes autism or similar illnesses. And it actually has been proven time and time again that that quote-unquote study was not evidence-based, and it does not, in fact, cause autism. There's tons of material out there. There's still a ton of people who believe that that's the case. I think also because there's a lot of celebrities that might kind of promote it, and there's, you know, anything on the internet is not always true. So great resources to go to are immunize.org or Immunization Action Coalition or just the CDC website, and they can link you to studies that truly debunk that it does not cause autism. Another one is that I think with the flu vaccine, a great myth that I always hear is the flu vaccine gave me the flu. It cannot give you the flu. It will give you mild, you know, fever, etc., because again, it has to build the antibodies, but it is by far not the flu.
One thing I think we should address before the end of our time today is this question of parents and people who are anti-vaccine or anti-vaxxers. Sometimes these are people who have had the very rare misfortune of watching their child have a bad or disastrous reaction to a vaccine. What would you say to parents who hear rhetoric or arguments from some of those parents who've adopted this position because of misfortune? And can you put all of this in perspective?
Yeah. So when there are extreme cases, and obviously there's always going to be the rare and uncommon case, when there are those extreme cases that occur, those parents, I would encourage them to know that this is not something that occurs commonly. And if that they have other children, if that child has siblings, the best way to keep those siblings safe would be to encourage other people in the community to keep getting vaccinated. Because just because it happened to their child does not mean that it would happen to another child. In fact, it's actually very uncommon that it would. So to keep their children safe if they choose not to vaccinate because they're afraid of what happened, which I completely understand if it's a very, very serious or deadly side effect, then herd immunity, which is encouraging the rest of the community to get vaccinated, is the best way to keep everybody safe instead of encouraging them to not vaccinate, which then keeps everybody at great danger.
That was Dr. Anita Menincero from Atlantic Medical Group, a doctor with Atlantic Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Building Healthier Communities with Atlantic Medical Group, the podcast from Atlantic Medical Group. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you.